This is Akashwani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite this month. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sachet mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. NIA teams are camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. The Uttarakhand government has cancelled the registration of 77 Pakistani nationals who had signed up for the annual Char Dham and Hemkund Sahib pilgrimage. The decision was announced by the State Tourism and Culture Minister Satpal Maharaj. Offline registration for the Yatra is set to begin tomorrow with dedicated centres established in Haridwar, Rishikesh, Vikas Nagar and Herbertpur to assist pilgrims. Union Health Minister JP Nadda today said that India is making big strides in cancer care with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centres and promoting early diagnosis. Mr. Nadda was speaking at the inauguration of the Expanded Cancer Institute and the launch of the state-of-the-art True Beam unit at the Government Cancer Hospital in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra. He quoted a report by the recognized medical journal, The Lancet, which said that the government's efforts, 90% of cancer patients in India are now starting their treatment within 30 days of diagnosis, a record recognized globally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives in an accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon, the Prime Minister said. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. He said the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In women's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series in Colombo. The game was curtailed to 39 overs a side after thunder showers led to a delay in the start of the match. Chasing a target of 148 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 149 for the loss of 1 wicket in 29.4 overs. In IPL T20 cricket, Puttuparthi Delhi Capitals set target of 163 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.